Welcome to the Bridge Podcast, a digital worship service. We know that walking with the Lord isn't easy, and we hope this show is a way to come alongside you and offer a little extra weekly encouragement. Most of the content for the show was originally created for our BridgeBox subscription service. For more information, go to missionusa.com/BridgeBox.
Yeah. you. And if I can alert our AV team, we're probably going to need a new battery on this in just a second. It's a very smooth operation here at the bridge. Some of us have gotten literally multiple hours of sleep between now and Monday, and you can really tell that it comes through in the product. I want to jump right on to that last verse we're reading there out of 1 John, where it says, if you want to know who to listen to, it should be someone who lives the same kind of life that Jesus lived. We're going to continue with this one here. So I can talk loud, it's fine. You know, my entire life, really. So the same kind of life that Jesus lives. The question there is, what was Jesus like to the people he ministered to?
That's it.
It's kind of a loaded question. We don't know a ton about that. We have some very clear ideas about that. Now, not that we expect every person who tries to do ministry to be exactly like Jesus. Don't expect that. That is bad. Especially for me, because I get paid to do ministry, and I'm really not succeeding a ton on that particular level with the patience and all that. But there's some of these things that are very clear. And Jesus said of leaders that anybody who wants to be a leader in Christianity should be a servant. Mm-hmm. And the most famous story of that is the night he was to be crucified. You probably know the story. Took off all his clothes, dressed up like a slave, and washed his disciples' feet. Mm-hmm. To set that example of this is the mindset you should be expecting, that I expect of you as people who will go on and plant the church. Because the people in that room would be the ones who would go and spread the gospel through there. That's the standard of leadership he was setting. There's some very important things in that. Obviously, we don't necessarily expect, you don't want to see Glenn in a towel washing your feet. You know, it's fine. But the heart behind that is leadership in Christianity is different than leadership in the world. Because leadership in the world is about getting people to be on what you're on. Leadership in the world is I start this company and I want to hire people to make my company work. Nothing wrong with that. That's fine. Be very clear about it. I'm hiring you to make this company work. If the company makes money, I pay you a wage. That's nothing evil about that at all. That's not the way the church is supposed to work. And unfortunately, it is the way a lot of churches kind of try to work. You go to some churches and you will hear a lot about their vision. And their 5-year plan and 10-year plan and all the things they're going to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's interesting that a lot of those plans don't involve serving people. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing, even all ministries should have a plan. Mission USA, that runs the bridge, has plans that we're trying to execute. Bethel, the churches you'll hear from tonight, they do, but those plans always end in, and then we will be able to help people. People in the neighborhood, people who need help. You'll go to some of these churches, and their plan is, you'll give us the money, and then we'll have the money, which will be great for us. And then occasionally we will be able to build a bigger building to get more people in, to give more money, which we will have then. But the end is always, then we will have more money as the church. Again, we're going to leave totally aside whether or not that's a good or bad thing. I think we can all figure out for ourselves whether or not that's a good or bad thing. But it's not about you. It's about plugging you in to make them more successful. That's not what Jesus says about the way leadership should happen in the world. Here's the thing you have to know about the way people tend to work. Because we all want, as Hallie said in Launchpad, we all would like for Christianity to be the one place where nobody's trying to hustle me. Here's the thing. In the world, everybody is trying to get as much out of me as they can. And that's, for the most part, to be expected. If I go to buy a car, that dude is trying to get me to pay the maximum amount of money I am willing to pay before I walk out of there. He's not trying to get me on the hookup. Nobody's trying to get you a deal. That's not capitalism. Capitalism is I want the most out of you for the least out of me.
That's right.
There's nothing particularly wrong with that. It's not good. It's not Christian, but it's just the way the world is. But the church has to be different. Mm-hmm. But there are every church, mission, ministry, Christian thing you know of is achieving its goal. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you what that means. If your goal is to help people who need help, You can achieve that right now. You can have people in. You can go share the word. You can do all that. You don't need the money to have the building, to have the thing, to get the pastor on the radio, to do that. You can just do that. So if you're talking to someone who's telling you, well, we just need this certain amount of money, and we just need this many people in this room, and we just need this and just need that, then we can really do some ministry. Their goal isn't ministry. Their goal is to be famous for having this many people in their church or having this amount of money. People will tell you what their goal is. That's not particularly hard to figure out. So let's look at what the goal should be. If we can bring that verse up. This is what Paul says about his own ministry. And Paul, who wrote most of the New Testament, went around planting churches. That's what he did. And this is what he said of him. He said, he's talking about Jesus here. He is the one we proclaim, admonishing and teaching everyone with all wisdom. Here it comes. So that we may present everyone fully mature in Christ. To this end, I strenuously contend with all energy Christ so powerfully works in me. Paul says, the reason I do what I do as a church planter and a missionary and a pastor is so you, as the people I'm ministering to, can have the most mature walk with Jesus possible. So if that is the goal of someone, and it should be, that you can trust. If someone wants to check in on how you're doing, wants you to be honest, wants to ask, what can we do to more accurately minister to you? That's because their goal is you. Their goal is your relationship with the Lord. Now, if their goal is a certain amount of money or a new building or to be blessed and anointed or any of that stuff, that's not going to work for you. And again, I know that we don't like the idea of judging on someone else's Christian thing. None of us are particularly comfortable with that. You don't want to look at, you know, Pastor so-and-so at the church with seven words in the name, and it's the temple of the anointed, the holy, da-da-da. He's probably crooked. We can all agree on that, but that's not my job. And you might say, that's not my job, though, to judge on whether or not he's really on this Jesus thing or not. And that's absolutely right. But it is your job to judge on whether or not he's going to help you get closer to the Lord. And that's the thing here, because your goal as someone following Jesus is to get closer to the Lord. So this isn't a judgment thing. This isn't I'm not worried about whether that dude's saved or not, or whether he's good or evil, or that's all between him and God. But what I'm interested in is he going to help me achieve my goal?
Yeah. Right.
Or is he going to see me as someone who helps him achieve his goal?
Right. Right.
Again, I'm not looking to make any kind of judgment on that. There might be people who say, hey, look, I'm part of this big church, and the pastor doesn't know my name, but we do a lot of good things, and I found this, that, and the other. Great. I'm fine with it. That would not work for me.
No.
I'm here to tell y'all, I am a giant mess of a human being. You sign up to be my pastor, you are now an emergency room doctor.
All right.
This is not a part-time job being my pastor.
Okay.
Maybe that worked for some of y'all. It's not going to work for me.
No. Uh-huh.
If I'm going to get to mature in Christ,
yeah,
I'm going to require a lot of maintenance along the way.
Okay.
And I need someone who's willing to give it. So it doesn't make any sense to settle for someone who's going to give you less just because that's the first building you wandered into. Okay? If my car is shot, if I hear those terrible noises, the metal on metal, and that engine stops going, if the nearest garage I'm at happens to be a place that services only brakes, I'm not going to get new brakes put on the car. That's not going to fix the problem. That doesn't mean that dude's a bad dude or that brakes aren't important. That means I've got a bigger problem we need to deal with here. And that's the spiritual thing we have going on. There are people whose goal, there are people in this room tonight, there are people in this city, there are people in your life who have a calling from the Lord to help you get as close to the Lord as possible.
Yes.
And they will make that clear. Those are the kind of people who are going to come to where you are. Those are the kind of people who are going to be in the jailhouse, at the hospital, here at the bridge. They're going to be where broken people are,
yeah,
if their goal is to help people who are far from the Lord get close to him. Now, if their goal is just to warehouse a bunch of Christians, they will build a big building,
yeah,
and stay there until Christians come to them. But that's not what the folks like us are looking for. And to leave you on this, my last point. We talk a lot at the Bridge about earning the right to be heard. It's important before you listen to what someone has to say that you notice the kind of person they are. And that's a layered thing. That's something you get better at as you walk with the Lord. But it is also something that can leave us with a sense of judgment. And we don't like judging. I don't want anybody judging me. I don't want to judge anybody else. But here's the criteria I want to leave you with tonight for. Is this a person I need to listen to or not? What's your goal? And it should be, and I know the kind of people who are in this room or listen to this, your goal is to get your life where it needs to be by getting closer to Jesus. There are people who want to help you on that goal. And those are the people you need to be looking for. There are people who want to do their thing, and if you getting closer to Jesus happens to be part of their thing, they'll be fine with that. And that's not the kind of help we need. Amen?
All right, y'all.